is KMC Crew on KDAY.
Yo, Butcher. She's a cutie.
AM Stereo, KDAY. Oh, yes. She's my cutie is the name of that. That's KMC Crew for you with J.J. Johnson. It's 1127. Good morning. Sunny and warmer today. A high of 68 is expected. We're well on the way, too. Right now at Civic Center and vicinity, it's clear and 62 degrees.
U.S. Navy.
Don't care. 24-7 AM Stereo, KDAY.
AM Stereo, KDAY with Funky Socialistics, which sounds like a political movement of some sort, but not quite. Here's You Are My Heaven. AM Stereo, KDAY, it is 11:38 on the morning of Thursday, March 28th, 1991, and we are into the last 1 hour and 22 minutes of AM Stereo, KDAY, as you have known it since the first month of 1974. I'm going to play some of my favorites. We're going to talk about things, maybe talk to a few people in the meantime. Reminisce a bit. Here's Bobby Brown. AM Stereo, KDAY, it is 11:42 now.
What?
K-Day will be around for another hour and 18 minutes, and then
what?
It's history and we're out of here. It sure has been fun for the past 17
what?
Years. Boy, I'm going to miss this terribly. I'm going to miss this.
But this is
AM Stereo, KDAY, it's 11:48. KDAY will be around for another hour and 12 minutes. This is J.J. Johnson. Been here 17 years, boy. It has been a picnic. It has been a day at the beach, and I'm going to miss it terribly. But I'm looking forward to getting into new stuff. And I think so is the rest of the staff. Been getting a lot of calls from people saying, what's happening? Station's been sold. It's going to go dark in about an hour and 12 minutes. It's going to stay off for a week or so, and then they're going to come back with something brand new. But thanks for your calls. AM Stereo, KDAY. Just going back and picking out some of my favorites over the years. I've been here 17 years. We've played some incredible music. And this was one of the pieces. Now, the reason that we're doing this at this time is because we will cease to exist in about 1 hour and 7 minutes. K-Day, as we have known it, will be no more. So I'm just going to get off up in here with Luther Vandross now. This is the one that put him on the map. Is Never Too Much. AM Stereo, KDAY, Never Too Much. That's the one that put Luther Vandross on the map, and KDAY was one of the first stations in America to play it, as we were first with so many things over the past 17 years. Actually, 17 years and almost 4 months, a couple days short of 4 months. I'm J.J. Johnson. I've been here since July 1st, 1974, and this is my last hour and 2 minutes on the radio station. Let me check out the phone, see what's on. I've been getting a lot of questions around here. Hello, who's this? Hello? K-Day? K-Day, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air, man. Who's this?
Hey, this is Self-Esteem.
Self-Esteem, what's going on, man?
Hey, I want to know why you guys going off the air.
Because K-Day has been sold, and they're going to take it in another direction.
Word. So what station going to be playing rap?
Well, I'll tell you what. You got K-Ace, you got KJLH, and you got the beat playing urban music. The best suggestion I have to you is to urge them to play what you want to hear.
So who's going to be doing the wake-up calls now?
Well, I guess it's going to have to be somebody on another station. Because we're only going to be around for another 61 minutes. Yeah.
Well, good luck. And
hey, man.
You guys support. You guys have been good.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much for your listenership.
All right. Thank you.
You take care.
You too.
All right. We'll take one more. Hello. Who's this? K-Day. Nothing? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll be back. Why don't you give me a call? 520-KDAY. And I do want to thank you very much. It's been a picnic, boy. Let me tell you. On a serious tip, is the one you love bringing you flowers today and beatings tomorrow? Well, Sukasa Family Crisis and Support Center offers safe shelter, support groups, individual counseling, and restraining order assistance at no cost to victims of domestic crime. For further information, call Sukasa's 24-hour hotline at 213-402-4888. That's 213-402-4888. K-Day's last hour coming up.
Taxi rules for drawing dates. Entries must be received by 1-892.
AM Stereo, KDAY.
Santa Monica, Los Angeles.
Slammin'. 50,000 watts.
Well, you have heard that station identification for the last time. It is 12:01 in the afternoon. This is J.J. Johnson into the last 59 minutes of AM Stereo, KDAY. AM Stereo, KDAY. That's Michael Jackson, who was the star of one of K-Day's TV commercials many years ago. And, well, he He kind of grew up along with us also. It's 12:07 in the afternoon. We are in the last hour of AM Stereo, KDAY. We got another 53 more minutes to go. I'm getting phone calls all over the place from well-wishers, and I thank you very much for that. Hello, who's on my line?
Hi, this is Greg Atkins from Hollywood.
Hi, Greg. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing okay. I could be doing better if I knew y'all were going to be around for a while.
Hey, you know, it's evolution, man. Things just change. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, but who's going to give us the positive tip in black music?
Whoever you demand it from us, who's going to give it to you? Whoever you demand it from. Radio stations belong to you. Don't you forget that.
Right on.
They don't just belong to the licensees. They have to respond to you, and the one who gets your attention should be the one who responds to you the best. You got KACE, you got KJLH, you got the beat. Demand of them, and then give them your listenership when they do what you want.
Right on. That's what we got to do. Keep positive.
You dig?
Okay, man, I just want to say thank you for many years of good music and hearing your voice in the morning shows and the whole nine yards, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, thank you for your listenership and your phone call.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Peace.
Hello. Katie.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Mary Austin.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, I'm sad that you guys are leaving.
Well, things change, Mary, but thank you for your thoughts.
Yeah, you've been with me for a long time. All I've had is an AM stereo in my car, and that's all I listen to.
Oh, you flatter us. You make us feel good. Yeah, well, I want to thank you very much for your listenership, and thanks for this phone call.
Oh, sure.
Okay?
Take care.
All right, you take care, too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
AM Stereo, KDAY. This is one of the big hits when I first got to the radio station back in 1974. Perhaps you remember New Birth. And it's been a long time. Sure has. AM Stereo, KDAY, that's New Birth. It's been a long time. I have been here a long time, and that was one of the hits when J.J. Johnson first arrived. What was, when did you get here, Gary D? Gary D's just walked in the studio. This is our last 48 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, the last 48 minutes of KDAY. You came in as an intern.
As an intern, absolutely, with Greg Mack, was the music director at that time. Which microphone is on? This one?
You got the one. Oh, okay. You got the one.
Absolutely, was going to broadcasting school, came over here as an intern. J.J. Johnson had been here a long time. I want to thank for all the help. Old school meets the new school.
I'm going to go to the phone. You stay right there, man. Hello, who's on my line?
This is Adrian Brown.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Oh, I'm kind of sad right now, man.
Yeah, well, we all are a little bit, Adrian.
I know, but, you know, like everybody else, I grew up with K-Day. I woke up with K-Day, went to bed with K-Day. It was you, Greg Mack, Lisa Canning. You know, you guys brought everybody on the radio, new rappers and everything. You guys were the only soul station.
Not to mention some of the people who are no longer on our staff here. There was Steve Woods.
Yeah, Steve Woods.
There was Don Mack.
Yes.
There was Greg Mack, of course. There was Michelle Roth. There's Don Tracy.
Exactly.
A whole bunch of other...
Russ Parr,
of course. Yes. The one and only.
And you guys were the greatest, man. And I'm just so sad. I'm crying right now because I cannot believe that, you know, you guys are going off the air.
Well, I'm probably going to cry before all is said and done. But not yet.
Well, all I can say is good luck to you guys, and I'm going to sure miss you. And I have you know right now that I am taping you guys because, you know, your last 5 minutes, man. Well, last, you know, few minutes on the radio because this is just a sad occasion right now.
Well, hey, it's an evolution, Adrian. It's an evolution. Things change, you know?
I know.
But thank you for your call, and thank you very much for your listenership over these years.
You're welcome.
And good luck to you, too, okay?
All right.
All right. Hello, who's on my line?
Hi, this is Joni Dadar.
How are you?
Fine. How are you guys doing?
Just fine, thank you, all things considered. We're kissing it goodbye, but you know, that happens.
Yeah, I'm really sad to hear that because I went to Carson High.
Uh-huh.
And I used to always go down to KDAY and, you know, the cheerleaders, and I was in my senior year, and we all, you know, I had friends going down to the station and cheering on Carson High.
So I guess you're going to be missing it for that, among other reasons.
I love a lot. It's really something else to hear you guys leaving. But we've been listening to you guys for a long time. And also, I wanted to know where you guys are going to go. I mean, we can't get
well,
enough of you.
Everybody's got their individual plans.
Good
I personally
question.
Am going into the radio syndication business.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to all of you. I wish you guys would stay on radio somewhere.
Well, I'm going to be on the radio some kind of way, one way or another, but I'm not leaving Los Angeles. I got other things to do around here.
Oh, well, that's great.
And I think most people have that.
You guys.
Hey, listen, thank you for your call.
Thanks a lot, and you guys take care, and the best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. AM Stereo, KDAY, where the Spinners had a big one with this way back in the 70s.
Yeah.
AM stereo, KDAY. Could it be I'm falling in love? Big hit on K-Day back in the 70s from the Spinners. We're reminiscing in these last few minutes. We got 41 minutes to go before K-Day goes dark, as they say in the business. We're not going to be on the air at all for a couple weeks. Then when it comes back, it'll be another radio station. And don't ask me exactly what they're going to do because I don't work for that company. But the sale has gone down, and that's why we're going away. Hello, who's on my line?
Hi, this is Rachel from Canoga Park.
How are you, Rachel?
I'm just fine. Upset, though. I'm so very upset.
You're upset, huh?
Yeah, because you guys are my ultimate favorite radio station, and I can't believe you're leaving me.
Well, things change, hon. But I thank you very much for your listenership over the years and your loyalty and all of that.
I know. What is my son going to grow up to now?
Well, you're going to have to make some demands on some other radio stations around here.
I know. I see I'm going to have to call Beat 92 and the other ones that don't play as well as you guys.
Call 92. Call KJLH. Call KH. Make them do what you want them to do.
Yeah, I sure will. I definitely will. But I hope you guys, wherever you go, man, my heart is going with you.
Well, thank you, Rachel.
All right. I just want to tell you guys, I just love K-Day. I've always loved K-Day, and my heart is so broken.
Hey, listen, things change, and you're going to be all right after a while. But I thank you for that call.
I know. Thank you so much.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tony Vu himself.
How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, K-Day is like my girlfriend, you know. You know, it's like, you know, what am I going to do now? You know, it's like my whole life is gone. You know?
Oh, your life ain't gone. Your life is going to go on, man, just like our lives are going to go on. But I'm glad to hear that you feel that way.
So what are you guys going to do now?
Everybody's got their own direction to go. And everybody's been planning on it for a long time, as a matter of fact. So we really are quite all right.
So what, the new station is what, 92 to beat or KAC, like you guys were saying on the radio?
Well, I would suggest if you've been into K-Day for all these years and you like the music, you go to a place that plays similar music. And Ace and JLH and the Beat, they play similar music. And if they don't play enough of what you want to hear, you should call up and tell them, hey, I want to hear this.
So it's not really going to be no more rap station, huh?
Well, certainly not for a while. We'll see what happens down the line.
So you guys starting a new radio station?
No, we're going away.
You guys not going to be in the city of L.A. or California no more?
Well, I don't know what the rest of the staff is doing. I got my own direction to go. But listen, I gotta move ahead. But I want to thank you very much for your loyalty over these years and your listenership. And thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
Take care, man.
All right, well.
All right, Jerry. Jerry? Hello? Are you there? He ain't there. Now, I have a friend on the other line who called me up, a radio friend who called me up and said, hey, man, I got some comments to make, and apparently I've lost him. Have I lost you? I lost you. Okay, I'll tell you what, let's go back to some music. It's 12:21. We are in the last 39 minutes of AM stereo, KDAY. Yes. Say it. Say it.
Why?
AM stereo, KDAY. J.J. Johnson here playing some of my favorites from my last few minutes on this radio station that I've been at for the past 17 years. It has been a real day at the beach, let me tell you. But I am looking forward to getting off into some new things. I got people on the line. I got a guy on the line that I've known for my 20-some-odd-year radio career. Jerry Bolling, how you doing?
I'm doing good, J.J.
Yeah, man, this is it. This is the day I've been talking to you about all this time.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say, as somebody who's followed your career path for a long time and has appreciated what K-Day has been to this market and to the industry, we're going to miss you.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
And you guys have really made a difference in the kind of radio that Los Angeles had a chance to enjoy for some time. And I wish everybody good luck, and you'll be missed.
Hey, man, thank you very, very much. We all appreciate that. Of course, you're not going to get much of a chance to miss me because I'm going to be hanging around your offices a lot. But I do thank you for your statement there, your kind statement, your best wishes and whatnot. I do like to think that we did make a difference in Los Angeles over these years. Jim Maddox came in 1974 and really streamlined this thing and made it into a big city, big sounding radio station, made a hit out of it. And I was very pleased to get on the staff. And quite frankly, I had not planned to be here more than 3 or 4 years. And look what happened.
Yes.
Hey, man, but listen, I got to go to these other lines, Jerry, but it sure is nice hearing from you, man.
And you too.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is LaVaris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sad.
You're sad?
I'm so sad. I grew up in Los Angeles, but I'll miss this radio station. What I'd like to say is not only was this radio station aligned into the black community, which is really important because, you know, it made it possible for a lot of things to be heard that wouldn't normally be heard, period,
mm-hmm.
on any form of media. And also, in the recent past, it helped a lot of, you know, young rap artists and everyone come up as well. They wouldn't have been heard on the radio, you know, and, you know, 92.3 and KJLH, they're going to have to change now because, you know, what the public demands is what's going to have to be played. But I hope that they can, you know, put a lot of artists out the same way that you guys did, you know, and give us a chance to hear some real new music.
Let me tell you something, and this is to everybody. Let me tell you something about radio stations. Radio stations belong to you. The licensee gets to sell the radio time and make a lot of money and whatnot, but they belong to you. And you should call them up. When you like what they're doing, call them up and tell them you like what they're doing. And when you don't like what they're doing, call them up and tell them you don't like what they're doing. Better yet, sit down and write a letter. Believe me, radio stations are more responsive than you would even imagine. It's just that most people keep their opinions to themselves and don't let it be known what they want. And then radio stations have to go out and speculate and guess. So if you don't like exactly what the beat is doing, or KJLH or KACE, then you'd like them to do more of what you want, then you have to call them up and tell them so. Or write them a nice letter and tell them so. And when they do it, give them a pat on the back.
Well, I hope someone starts another K-Day up because it's definitely needed.
Well, thank you very much for your call and your listenership and your loyalty and all of that.
Damn, I'm like losing an old friend.
Hey. Hey, you make us feel real good.
Cool.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, one more this time. Hello, who's on the line?
Hey, what's up, JJ? It's Derek.
Hey, Derek.
How you doing? First of all, I'd like to give a positive shout-out to all of the brothers and sisters out there. Lord Byron, The Chosen One, Cut No Slack, Vic. K-Day's been there for us a long time. I remember when we first got in K-Day Performing Arts back in 1986 with Rory Kaufman. He's now with, you know, who.
KJ, you can say it now.
Huh?
We can say other callers now.
KJ, late night.
Yeah.
But y'all been there, man. Y'all been in a community when other radio stations wouldn't go in, and y'all kind of paved the way. And it's a shame that some of these rappers out there who made millions of dollars with all this money, they could have pulled together and bought the radio station.
Well, I got to say this. It's not exactly the trans, radio station broadcast property transactions are not exactly that simple.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, the market, the stations will respond to the market. You just have to let them know what you want.
Yeah, write letters. Tell all the people to write letters and call, because they're just like the TV stations.
That's right, and they do respond. But listen, I want to thank you very much for your call and your good wishes, man.
All right, peace.
And your listenership over the years, and peace, and God bless you, too.
All right.
It's 12:32. We're into the last 28 minutes of AM Stereo, KDAY. This is J.J. Johnson, and I thought it'd be a good idea to play this one in my last hour on AM Stereo, KDAY. KDAY, Pray. That's MC Hammer. I figured that'd be a good idea for our last hour on the radio. We got to work something like that in because we can sure use a prayer or two. It's 12:38. Good afternoon. This is J.J. Johnson. We're into the last 22 minutes of AM Stereo KDAY. And I'm sitting up here with Jesse Terrero and Jack Patterson and kind of reminiscing, going over stuff. How long have you been here, Jess?
1984. The end of 84.
Been that long, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
One memory that I do have is when I accidentally pressed the emergency button we had in the old studio, and the police showed up.
Oh, I did one of those numbers over at the Crenshaw office when we had it, and we had a helicopter and guys with shotguns everywhere.
Yeah, they were at the back door.
Nothing like security.
No, in our beautiful location here.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Did you think you were going to be here this long?
No, actually. I only thought I was going to be here for a couple of years.
Yeah, radio ain't like that, is it?
It took me a while to get here, but when I got here, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of late nights.
Yeah.
A lot of early mornings, a lot of last minute, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed when we did a lot of the promotions out in the street, though.
Oh, that's big fun, isn't it?
Marathon,
yeah.
LA Marathon.
The remotes and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, that's great.
That was fun.
Jack Patterson has been here twice. Jack was here in the mid-70s, and then he came back.
You know what's really weird?
What?
I was originally hired in April of 74.
Uh-huh.
I left in March of 77. You hired me in April of 82.
Right. How about that?
This is March. So hopefully I'll have a job next month. But, you know, it was interesting because, I'm born and raised in Hawaii, and I was in Hawaii, and a guy by the name of Spanky Lane came to me one day and said, yo, this guy by the name of Jim Mannix got this station in Los Angeles. And I had only been working in the business for about 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like 18 and a half or something. He said, send him a tape. He's looking for a weekend guy. And
mm-hmm.
I said, L.A., are you out of your mind? And, you know, I sent the tape, and this, you know, what is he, seven something?
Like he must be.
He is huge. I mean, he's tall.
He's tall. He goes forever.
Yeah. Called me up and said, let's do this thing. And, you know, been here kind of ever since.
Yeah.
Two spins.
Yeah. What a trip.
You know, there's been a lot of really nice memories. As you know, you've been here the longest.
Oh, yeah. far more good than bad.
Oh yeah.
I started when my 17 years. I said, well, let me see if I put them all in a box or a basket, what would I have? I would say out of 17 years, I had a good 13 years, maybe four that weren't so hot. If you spread them out. But that ain't bad when you stop and think about it. That ain't bad. I'm talking about a good 13 out of 17, and that's, as I said, cumulative.
I think the station, you know, represents the people that's worked here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had, what, five PDs? Those are program directors?
Let me see. Jim Maddox, me, Steve Woods, me, and you. Four.
Four.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Boom.
And usually a radio station will go through...
16, 17, 30... Over the course of 17 years, it's been known to happen. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to go to the phone. You guys stay right there. Let me do this. Hello, who's this on the line?
This is Demetrius.
Demetrius, how you doing, man?
Doing all right.
Yeah, what prompted you to call?
I've been listening to KDA for years, man. I just, you know, want to say I'm excited to be on the air.
Well, thank you very much for your thoughts, Demetrius, and for your listenership over the years, man. We're going to miss you, too, by the way.
I'm from the old school. I want to know if you could say something for the old school.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm about to play something from the old school that you probably haven't heard in a long, long time. But I think we were probably pivotal in this next group's career. And then in the individual members' careers also. You remember the Commodores?
Yeah.
Well, I got something for you from them, man. And thank you for calling.
Peace.
All right.
Just to be close to you.
AM Stereo, KDAY, the Commodores, Just to be Close to You. One of the landmark pieces that we played from years gone by. It's 13 minutes before one. That gives us 13 more minutes of AM Stereo, KDAY. This is J.J. Johnson, been here for 17 years. I got a guy in here who you've been listening to for the past few months who's been on nights 7 to midnight. Just so happens that we went to the same high school together in Cleveland, Ohio, only it was 6 years apart.
That's Marco, right, that's right.
My main man, Marco.
How you doing, Jay?
Things all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm saddened, but I think I'm like the last air personality to join the staff.
You are the last air personality.
I was the last one to join, so yeah. That's momentous, you know.
It's been a trip, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's been an honor of mine because I've always admired much of the work that yourself and Jack Patterson has done as far as for the community and what the station represented.
Well, we tried, man.
Community.
We tried. One of the things that I've been telling people on the phone here, they're talking about the other stations not playing the music, and I was trying to make the point that the radio stations belong to them. The broadcast facilities belong to them, and when they want something, they need to make demands.
Yeah, so what they need to do is just write to program directors.
Right.
And
when I say demands, be nice.
Yeah, yeah. But
be nice.
Bars and express what they want from the programming aspect of the station.
Then they'll know what to do.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the phone. You can stay right there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, who's on the line?
Yes, it's Charles McDonald.
You mean I got a KJLH guy on my line?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you hear me? I actually said your call letters. How about that? Charles McDonald used to be an intern here at the radio station. He worked with our former public affairs director, Rory Kaufman, who I believe is over there right now.
Yeah, he's over here, too.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Is this a trip or what?
I know. I can't believe it's happening. It's really sad that it's come to this, and I really wish that it wasn't happening. It did continue on because I have a lot of fond memories there.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
What? Who said that?
There's a TJ in the background. He says you're the best, and I agree. You definitely are the best.
Well, thank you very much, and convey that thanks to whoever said that. Was that Rory?
That was TJ McGee.
Oh, that was TJ. Yeah, TJ just called a few minutes ago. Yeah, well, hey, man. Hey, thank you guys for calling up.
Yeah, how you doing, Marco?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, how's everything going at the old home for me?
Oh, it's going pretty good over here.
Good.
Well,
keep up the good work.
Charles, I got to move on to the next line.
Okay, now.
Thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
All right. Hello, who's on the line?
My name's Gary, man.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, man, I've been listening to you guys since I came to L.A. in 77.
Uh-huh.
And you're the only station that had the city sound, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, people put down rap music and hip-hop, but what struck me as very positive about you guys, when the Persian Gulf War was going on, you guys were the only station, man, that had prayer.
Yeah.
You know, doing your format.
Yeah.
And that says a lot about, you know, where you're coming from and where we're coming from.
We really believe that we're your station, man. We've always believed that ever since I got here in 1974. So there were certain things that we did were not profit motivated. And that was one of them. We figured that was the appropriate thing. But thank you for noticing.
Hey, man, and, you know, I understand what you guys are saying about the other stations, but it's not going to be the same, man.
No, it's going to be different, but that's not necessarily bad.
I don't know, man. What we got, we don't have. We ain't got nothing left, man. We got to come together, you know.
Start writing letters, man.
I think that all, you know, all the rappers, the L.A. rappers like Ice Cube, N.W.A., Eazy-E, you know, it's time for them to come together, man, and start putting their money into, you know, what, you know, what's been profitable for them, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell them to do with their money, but
I know.
We'll
I'm
see.
Not trying too easy, but at least they could think about it, man, because it's like we left hanging.
Hey, listen. I'll tell you what, the market is going to respond to you one way or another. They're not going to let all this money sit out here and not do something about it.
I heard that.
Hey, listen, thank you very much for the call.
Okay, God bless all of you guys. Man.
Same to you, man.
All right.
All right. AM Stereo, KDAY, 1251. This is one that I'll always remember from this radio station, taking you back years for Rufus.
I will love you anyway.
AM Stereo, KDAY with Rufus and Chaka Khan and Sweet Thing. That has a particular significance to me because my second night in Los Angeles, a friend of mine said, hey, man, let's go down to the Whiskey in Hollywood and see Rufus. I thought, Rufus who? Rufus Thomas?
Rufus Thomas, right.
I stood up there in the dark, man, and I'm watching Chaka Khan. I'm saying, this chick is unbelievable.
Awesome. She was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. We got any last comments? Anybody? Well, I got everybody up in here.
I don't know if I can get this out. Let me try, okay? First of all, I'd like to thank all the people calling in today. The support has been wonderful, and I've heard a lot of good comments made. Second of all, I'd also like to thank my boss, Jack Patterson. And just to recap real quickly, all these guys are talking about 15, 20 years in the business and memories, and they know each other from all cities.
Yeah.
Jack Patterson, just as K-Day has been known to take a chance on the music and break in new talent and that type of thing, Jack Patterson took a chance on me. I was greener than green. Mm. I mean, greener than green. No experience at all, and I started out, just to recap, like you said, as an intern, bored out part-time, and eventually ended up in the afternoon time slot. Jack Patterson, I want to thank you very much. It's been a short, very sweet career, and we'll look for better things to come.
Right. Right. The year is not over yet.
Well, it is here, but not over. No.
I just wanted to say thanks to everybody of Jim Maddox, who originally hired me, and Gary Price, who was the general manager at the time, and Ed, and J.J. Johnson, who brought me back in 82. All the cats at the record companies, there's so many cats that we've known for so long, and, you know, J.J. will back me up on this, Gerald Busby, Step Johnson, Skip Miller.
All those folks.
All of them.
Jesus
Ernie
Garber.
Singleton.
Ernie
Jesus
Singleton.
Garber.
Ray Harris. Yeah.
And really, Benny Medina.
Yeah.
All these cats, all the artists who used to come by for
Belinda
nothing
Wilson.
And do this stuff. You know, Ice-T, King T, Pooh, all those cats.
Not to mention years gone by, Quincy Jones, The Spinners, Michael Jackson. We could go on and
you know,
on and on. It's been a heavy
and
series.
And I interviewed those guys.
Me too. Smokey
and
Robinson,
I was,
Barry
I
White,
I was
Evelyn
pee in my pants,
King.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson 5 was here at K-Day.
In this very room.
Jesus. And it's been really, it's bittersweet. You know, things change, move on and all that stuff. But it's been wonderful. And
it
I
has
thank
been fun.
J.J., Gary, and all the staff. Sporty, Wendy, Diane, who would go to Mickey D's, man, would be dying for coffee every morning. And thank you all, the winners from Pat. I remember a lady by the name of Carolyn Bowser back in 1976. This lady would win all the time.
Well, no, she had competition. She had, there was Carolyn Bowser, and you had Alexander Folk, who's still a
That's
good friend
right.
of mine.
And
he used to
Karen,
win everything.
The lady who won the Mustang back in 79, I mean, it's like...
We could go on
See,
and
like,
on.
Yeah,
and
the family thing is still right. lives.
I got Lee Marshall, King News, standing next to me. Now, this is your second hurrah.
We've done this twice now.
Yeah, been fun, huh?
It's been memorable. It's been historic. Had a chance to do this a couple of times, but I got to tell you, this one's been special, and that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, did you think of something? You know what, guys? We could go on and on and on and on, but it's 3 minutes to one now, and I think it's time to turn out the lights.
One quick thing.
We got one quick thing. Make it fast.
Jesse Terrero, I'd like to thank John Boudreau for helping me get to Jack Patterson. Jack,
yes.
Jack, you don't have to call me at 2 o'clock in the morning anymore.
We are out of here. AM Stereo, KDAY. We couldn't get out of here without our general manager, Ed Kirby, putting in his last 2 cents. So here he is.
The last time I can tell you all to go to work. And it's been, JJ and I have been here, I guess, standing in this room, aside from Andy Laird, who moved on to corporate, the longest.
That's for sure.
16 and 17 years.
That's right.
Respectively. And it's a hard thing to say. But it's going to all change now, and it's going to be different. And the only thing we're sure of is it's going to change.
Take that.
And it'll be good for everybody, hopefully.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody that's been here. I want to thank our audience most of all. Without a young lady by the name of Susie, none of our crap would have gone on. Took care of Jack and the rest of us. I guess all you got to do is legal ID it and hit the button, JJ.
I guess that's it. Thank you, Ed.
You damn near put it
Thank
on.
You, everybody.
Going to take it off.
Dig it. Dig it. Here it goes. This is K. KDAY, Santa Monica. It has been fun. Later. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo!
It's Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix with Deborah on the dial. An instant request, Big Top Weekend. Time to get your big booty under that Big Top, okay? Call me, toll-free, 1-800-223-9797. You and three of your friends are going to Barnum & Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus. Good luck to you. Caller 97 gets all four as we get on CNC Music Factory's Groove of Love on your Hot 97.